Yesterday on the program, we told you about a 38-year-old investment manager from Indiana suspected of faking his own death. Marcus Schrenker was facing some legal, personal, and financial troubles when he parachuted out of his Piper Malibu plane. The plane later crashed in a swamp in Florida. Now, Mr. Schrenker is facing even more trouble. He was taken into custody last night at a campground. Birmingham News reporter Carol Robinson has been following this story, and she joins us now from Alabama. And Carol, federal agents found Mr. Schrenker last night at a campground. What sort of condition was he in at the time?
Apparently, he had cut his left wrist, and they had seen, I think, another puncture by his elbow. Authorities will not say what led them to the campground in Florida. They did say that it was not a tip from someone at the campground, which we initially thought would be the case.
And apparently Mr. Schrenker was heard to be saying a word at the time. What was he saying?
According to authorities, he had muttered the word die, I think, at one point.
And now we also have discovered that police think that he might have sped away and escaped after he parachuted to the ground on a motorcycle that he had stashed away in advance. What do we know about that?
Apparently, Mr. Schrenker had somehow gotten himself to Harpersville, Alabama on Saturday. He had put a red Yamaha motorcycle 2008 in a storage unit there and had told officials or workers there that he would be back on Monday to get the bike to go to Florida.
And remind us, before this plane crash, what exactly were some of the troubles that he was facing financially and legally?
A judge on Friday, before his disappearance, had slapped him with a $500,000 judgment in relation to some of his previous business dealings. His wife had filed for divorce. His stepfather had also been buried on the same day that the judgment came down.
Mr. Schrenker is from Indiana. His plane crashed in Florida. He landed in your state, Alabama. Where exactly will he face charges?
He already faces charges in Indiana from the Secretary of State's office. He likely will face charges in Florida. The Coast Guard Investigative Services now are working with the Pensacola U.S. Attorney's Office. They are tallying up the cost of the search for him. That will include manpower hours. That will include two helicopters, a boat, and a cutter that they had put into the water. So he will face a felony charge there, which has not been filed yet, of making a false distress call, and likely will be asked to repay the cost of the search for him.
Carol, has anything been heard from his wife or those who had invested money with him?
We have spoken with one person who had hired him as his financial advisor. It was a former Delta pilot. Apparently a group of Delta pilots had brought him on board to manage their money. He had lost thousands of dollars, but I think that is small compared to some of the larger investors.
Carol Robinson of the Birmingham News in Alabama, thank you.
No problem.